We met in a little head-on collision. Now I'm Ted's best and only friend. When I draw my curtains in the morning, he's there. He sent me his hair cuttings and a bath mat lovingly woven from navel fluff. He likes to call often and say things like, "You have toothpaste on your left cheek," and "I like those boxes you're wearing." For my birthday, he sent me a half sheep and 27 emotionally fraught mixtapes. He is intimately acquainted with the contents of my bin. I know he's touched my earbuds, and he likes to knit things for me too. Things like ponchos, cat suits, and eye patches. To think if I'd been driving a Mercedes-Benz with lane assist, that nifty accident avoidance system, we never would have met. No accident, no new friend, and no hidden camera in the shower.
We met by accident, me and Janine. She was in my blind spot and I didn't even see her. Now we see each other the whole time. Right off the bat, she told me, "I can't wait to mother your children." And I said, "How did you get into my house?" Now she whistles love songs to me while she cleans her gun. I think she's had me microchipped because I once woke up groggy on a vet's table and because I beep every time I exit a shop. Airport security has become unbearable. She eats buffalo wings without spitting out the bones. None of her shirts have sleeves. She knows stuff about me that I haven't even told her, mostly banking codes. And I'm pretty sure she sleeps with her eyes open. To think, if I'd been driving a Mercedes-Benz with blind spot assist, one of their smart accident avoidance systems, we never, never would have met. No accident, no relationship, no taxidermy Tuesdays.
Toby von Hubert and I met quite by accident. I was his first ever human friend. It all began when he gave me a selection of cheeses lovingly made by his own hand. To say thank you, I agreed to one Cluedo game. Now there isn't a night that goes by that I don't get guilted into an evening with Colonel Mustard. Toby used to be a prolific hand model. I've seen all his work, left and right, 89 through 2010. Sometimes, when I'm at the office, he sneaks into my home and sews elbow patches onto all my jackets. He says they're a sign of breeding. Even Toby's bathing costume has elbow patches. Thing is, if I'd been driving a Mercedes-Benz with a tension assist, that smart driver fatigue prevention system, we never would have met. No accident, no blood brotherhood, and no Colonel Mustard in the conservatory with the candlestick.